This is Mizzou Music, a weekly exploration of those sounds emanating from the University of Missouri School of Music. I've got a centennial interview on the program this evening with alum David Peterbaugh. That's coming up. We'll hear how far he's gone and what he remembers about his time at Mizzou. Up first, though, I've got an interview with the director of the School of Music and reflections on the semester that is currently wrapping up. That's up next on Mizzou Music. Thanks for tuning in to Classical 90.5. My guest on Mizzou Music this week is MU School of Music Director and Professor of Percussion, Dr. Julia Gaines. Welcome back to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
We've been doing this show now for about coming up on 2 years.
Yeah, almost finishing up our second year.
And it is a tradition, if you will, that you come in either the beginning or end of each semester and kind of give us a wrap-up, a summary of what has just transpired. A few events are still coming up on the schedule for the School of Music in December, but largely the semester is wrapping up for, in terms of the academic calendar.
I do, and it makes me exhausted because it is amazing what we can accomplish in just 15 short weeks. We've had a lot of highlights this semester. I think we started off with an absolute bang because we started off celebrating our centennial. We had a great kickoff concert in September where we did kind of a, I don't want to say popcorn approach, but we had an ensemble play and immediately had another one follow, and it was all of our chamber ensembles. And we got so many great comments from that, that I think we're probably going to end up doing that again because it was under an hour and was such a variety that people really enjoyed hearing. Our orchestra's great, but then you hear the orchestra for an hour. But when in an hour, they got to hear, you know, 100 different musicians with 7 different ensembles. It was really great. October hits us hard because that's the first round of concerts for the singers, the orchestra, the band. All of our large ensembles definitely had a busy time in October playing their concerts. Some of them did some centennial celebrations by featuring composers and alums coming back. November saw us do Elijah with our orchestra and brought back all the alums for soloists. That was super fun. I got to have lunch with all of them, and very cool to hear Elijah. And here we are, December already.
And those alums are an important part of the story because while you have been here for a few years, those folks have a historic memory of the school and things that transpired 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it is amazing. I didn't go to school here, so I'm not an alum, but this is my 22nd year. So it's fun talking to them about things that happened in the 70s and the 80s, even though I wasn't around, and then bringing them up to speed on what's been going in the most recent decade. So that has been a fun connection.
I had no idea you'd been here for 22 years. Sorry to shortchange you.
That's okay. That's really, some people have been here longer, amazingly enough.
And how many years now in the chair seat?
This is my fourth. That I'm a newbie in for sure.
And can we look ahead? Is there an update on the building project?
Oh yeah, in the middle of all these concert semester, I have been at architect meetings. We have wrapped up the design phase and we are into selecting a construction company. So the bid documents are being opened in December in another couple weeks. And I believe you will see bricks coming down in January.
And the bricks are part of what is now the Corner Playhouse at the corner of University.
Yeah, the Corner Playhouse is inside the Fine Arts Annex. That's the name of the building. The Corner Playhouse has had all of their stuff removed by now, and they're recreating a much better Corner Playhouse over in McKee. In fact, I was talking to my colleague, Heather Carver, and she is super excited about the new Corner Playhouse. I told her she better not show it to too many of my faculty or they're going to want to perform in there.
Inevitably, it will happen.
It will.
And it's in McKee Gymnasium building, which when I was a student and they would tour you around, they would point to it and say, that's the old women's gymnasium.
That's right.
And I heard it the first time as, it's the old women's gymnasium. Like that was where octogenarians went to do their sports activities.
Oh,
but they
yes.
meant it's the former gymnasium dedicated to women's
gym. Yeah, they had to have the gym separate. They had to have a men's gym and a women's gym. And so this one, not quite as big, not quite as fancy, but still at least was dedicated to the women sports people.
So come 2019, there will be no concerns about the unique structural issues related to a 50-year-old building or even a 100-year-old building because the School of Music is going to be in a brand spanking new building at the corner of University and Hitt.
We will. We are building 46,000 square feet. And even though that seems like a huge amount, it will only house half our School of Music. So we're building a phase one. Currently, our program space is spread out over about 7 different buildings. So we will bring us all down to 2. We will have the new building and we will have the fine arts building. So we actually are keeping the fine arts building. The faculty are a little disappointed. Those that are in the fine arts building will have to remain in the fine arts building, but they will be able to come over to the new building and have the choir rehearse in a brand new space, the orchestra and the jazz band and the concert band rehearse in a brand new space. So, and the nice thing about this new space is it will be designed for musical education, whereas some of our spaces now are not even close to being appropriate for musical education.
That's Dr. Julia Gaines, the director of the MU School of Music, with reflections on the semester that was. There's still one more big event looming on the horizon. It's tonight at 7 p.m., a free concert at Columbia's Missouri Theater. It is the return of new music ensemble Alarm Will Sound, featuring MU School of Music professor Dr. Stefan Freund. He's their cellist. Again, here's Dr. Julia Gaines talking about the school's ongoing relationship with the new music ensemble, Alarm Will Sound.
We have a great relationship with Alarm Will Sound. They come to our campus every summer to participate in our Composers Festival that we have. MICF is what we call it, Mizzou International Composers Festival. They come and participate and play the composer's pieces and have really been a friend of the university. And so they often go on short tours here and there, and they called us up and said they'd happen to be in the area. They're going to come and do a recording project in town, even some video work. And so we arranged to just have a performance. They're not going to do any kind of outreaches with the composers. It's the last week of classes, so we need to keep the students really focused on their studies. But they are going to come and do a concert. We've made it free. Sometimes Alarm Will Sound concerts are not free when they come. So we were able to get this one free. So I would recommend, if you have not had a chance to hear this fantastic new music ensemble that is talked about and hailed by any major music critic in the country you can come up with, I would recommend coming out to this concert, like you said, in about an hour.
Missouri Theater, 7 p.m. You can still make it to see Alarm Will Sound. You can find details about that show and all upcoming School of Music Centennial Year events on their website. It's music.missouri.edu. Dr. Julia Gaines has been my guest on the program this hour. We'll have her back next month with a preview of the semester ahead.
Sounds great.
Thank you for making the time, and happy holidays.
Yes, you too. Thank you.